ACC is commissioning an independent review into privacy and claimant data sharing practices in the organisation. The decision by the board of ACC is in response to an RNZ investigation which revealed that employees at a contact centre in Hamilton shared details of people's injuries and mocked them in a Snapchat group called ACC Whores. 12 employees at the Hamilton call centre have been stood down pending an investigation. Acting Chief Executive of ACC, Mike Tully, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Corin.
The scope of this review, what will it be, how big will it be? Who will do it?
So we've listened to the feedback and concerns around the access of data. And as you say, yesterday the ACC board and myself agreed to conduct an independent review into the management of ACC data and our client information, which would include the sensitive claims. ACC has a monitoring body that is through the Treasury, so we will work with them to draw up a scope, and Treasury would seek somebody to do that review.
So this is a fairly extensive review. Will it look at the culture within the organisation that would, well, I guess, allow something like this to happen?
I think that the scope of that will be worked through with the board and with the agency. ACC employees around the country work hard every day to support injured people and help them recover following an accident. You know, we're all deeply distressed and disappointed with a small group of people that have let our organisation down due to this alleged sharing of client information on social media.
What's happening to that small group? Is there a separate inquiry into their actions and in any repercussions?
So we have begun that inquiry into working with their staff. Interviews have begun and they'll continue over the enduring days.
And what do you expect? There will be repercussions, job losses, etc.?
We take these matters extremely seriously. This is a very serious situation, and so I can't predicate what will be the outcome for the investigation. We must allow that to occur, but ACC takes this very seriously.
I think what people will struggle to understand is ACC has not, it's not like you haven't had a, I won't say checkered past, but you've had incidents in the past around privacy. It is an extremely sensitive issue for ACC that you would have a culture in a workplace where this was happening in this way. How could that have happened?
Again, it's disappointing that a small group like this has let down the whole of the organisation. We take client information very seriously, and work very hard to protect that. Naturally, we've let down some people, and we need to work with that, and this review will help us address any outstanding issues that we need to fix here.
Is transparency one of them? Because, again, this was a whistleblower issue, wasn't it?
It was raised via staff member to the media, yes.
So, and are those mechanisms good in terms of staff being able to do that? Obviously, it worked in this case, but, you know, should it be taking a whistleblower going to the media to make this, get some action here?
I think, like all employees, you know, grappling with the challenges of private mobile devices used in offices and how they adequately balance the needs of their staff against the rights and expectations of clients. And so, you know, here at ACC, we're sure that we're aware of the obligations under the Privacy Act and also of the Health Information Privacy Code, but that awareness certainly doesn't stop people doing stupid things from time to time. You know, staff don't live up to those expectations. This small group hasn't done that, and this is definitely one of those times.
All right, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time. That is Acting Chief Executive of ACC, Mike Tully.